By Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Minister commends Zikta for fixing network issues in Mumba Chiefdom.
10 restaurants in Kabwe cited for operating without certified food handlers.
In international news, Ghanaian Chief Justice Gertrude Tokomono has been removed from office.
In sports news, Bolabet set to construct new basketball court to boost Zambia's sports.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Minister of Science and Technology Felix Mutati has praised the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, for swiftly resolving network connectivity problems on the Tazama Network Tower in Mwumba Chiefdom. Mr. Mutati said residents had struggled with poor connectivity just a month ago, making communication difficult, explaining that the main issue was a power failure at the feeder tower supplying signals to the Tazama Tower, which has now been fixed through the installation of a new power generator. The area hosts the Tazama Pipeline Pump House, which must remain connected 24/7, applauding ZICTA for the quick response. ZICTA Manager for Projects Planning and Implementation, Daniel Chilekwa, confirms that the battery problems at the main feeder tower owned by Infratel had been rectified, restoring full service.
Now that tower has now been powered by a brand new genset, making this tower now functional. And you know, the Tazama area, that's where we have got the pump house. That's why they need to be connected 24/7. And it was a huge problem. So I just want to thank ZICTA for their speed reaction to ensure that this tower was now able to receive a signal, and the people here in Tazama and around Tazama are now able to connect on MTN without any problem.
10 restaurants in Kabwe have been cited for operating without certificate food handlers in violation of a Food Safety Act of 2019. The inspections carried out by the Public Health Department covered restaurants and grocery stores in Kasanda, Mutwe, Mwansofu and Choa, where health education was also provided to enforce hygiene standards. Officials say failure to comply with the law is a serious offence, and a follow-up inspection will be conducted within 48 hours to ensure compliance with the directive. Kabwe Municipal Council Director of Public Health, Christopher Mtonga, reaffirmed the local authority's commitment to reinforcing food safety regulations, warning that unhygienic practices pose serious health risks to consumers.
10 restaurants in Kabwe have been cited for operating without certified food handlers. This is a contravention of the Food Safety Act number 7 of 2019. This came to light when officers of the Public Health Department were carrying out a routine inspections in Kasanda, Mutwe Wansofu, draw areas to ensure adherence to public health and hygiene standards. Follow-up inspections will be done within 48 hours just to confirm compliance with the issued directive. Just also a reminder to everybody who is trading in food in our district to make sure that they conduct business within the provisions of the law, and that whoever handles food that is meant for public consumption should be medically examined so that they don't expose their clients or indeed customers to any risk.
Kidney Foundation of Zambia President Augustine Mokoka has called for the urgent realignment of mechanisms hindering the effective provision of healthcare to critical patients, particularly those living with kidney complications who continue to face numerous challenges in accessing treatment. Speaking in an interview with Copperbelt News Bureau, Mr. Mokoka said it is worrying that despite government efforts to transform the health sector, the availability of critical equipment remains below acceptable standards, forcing many patients to travel long distances in search of dialysis and other specialized services, resulting in unnecessary expenses. He further stressed the need to expedite the remodeling of the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, considering the huge number of citizens that rely on the facility for medical report. Mr. Mukuka has since urged stakeholders to prioritize channeling resources toward improving health care provision in the country to ensure that service delivery is aligned with international standards. He also emphasized that beyond infrastructure and equipment, there is an urgent need to invest in training and retaining specialized medical personnel, such as nephrologists and dialysis nurses, whose expertise is crucial in sustaining quality kidney care services across the nation.
We still have, you know, some challenges in one or two places. So, for instance, in Livingstone, we have been troubled, you know, just like the recent, I think, Kitwe saga, where, you know, we experienced, I think, about 2 to 3 weeks of our patients, you see, traveling to Ndola, you know, for dialysis, which was very, very unfortunate. We are glad that the issue was, I think, resolved. But again, you know, we still have the same situation, you know, for Livingstone. We still have, I think, patients still complaining that, you know, they are not getting adequate, you know, dialysis, so to say. So we are very much aware that it's the government is doing what they can. You know, they have really supported, you know, the sector. But obviously, you see, there are other challenges, like, you see, the delivery of, you know, consumables to, you see, public health facilities. Now,
the Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has urged permanent secretaries to be ethical leaders rooted in constitutional values, noting that this will encourage citizens to become partners in national development rather than skeptics of government promises. He has urged the permanent secretaries to be strategic leaders who make today's decisions with tomorrow's outcomes in mind, citing the ability to see the connection between economic diversification, climate resilience, digital transformation, and youth empowerment. In this regard, the permanent secretaries have been challenged to create synergies, to share resources, and to coordinate efforts that amplify collective impact. You're speaking when you officiated the senior management training for new permanent secretaries at NIPA main campus in Lusaka. The training is aimed at equipping them with leadership transformation skills they need to excel.
In international news, Ghana's President John Mahama has fired the country's Chief Justice Gertrude Torkono following a recommendation by an inquiry. She has been on suspension since April after complaints were lodged against her in petitions by 3 individuals, with the president setting up a 5-member committee to investigate. The commission found that grounds of stated misbehavior had been established and recommended her removal from office, the presidency said in a statement on Monday, as Torkono has dismissed the allegation as unfounded and politically motivated. The presidency said Mahama was required to act in accordance with the committee's recommendations.
Still within international news, jailed Ugandan opposition leader Dr. Kizza Besigye has boycotted the start of his treason trial, accusing the presiding judge of bias. His advocate, Aaron Kiza, said both Besigye and his aide, Obed Lutale, decided not to attend proceedings after the judge, Emmanuel Baguma, refused